a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Unrivaled Players Club with Scott Mitchell, Alex Carey, and BYU's Jaren Hall.
All right, sports fans, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled Players Club, brought to you by UCCU, Love Where You Bank. I'm Scott Mitchell. He's Alex Carey. You know what keeps banging off my head as we've been talking about this whole BYU situation?
I hope you're not banging stuff off your head anymore. You were in the NFL for 12 years. I thought you learned better.
No. When you get your head banged a lot, you don't know anything.
Did you? You got the baseline test, right, from the NFL? Oh,
yeah, like 2 days, 10 hours a day.
And you passed with flying colors, didn't you?
I'm normal.
Oh, that's a real bummer.
Well, it is a bummer because then you don't have an excuse.
Then you can't call Siegfried and Jensen and figure it out.
It's like, there's nothing wrong with me. You just made that stupid move all by yourself.
Oh, my gosh.
And you were completely coherent and understood. Now, here's the thing is, and Jaren brought it up, and he talked about last year and the COVID year and how they were so grateful as a team just to be playing. And you could see it a year ago. And here's this BYU team a year ago. They have an incredible year. I mean, really, it was a great year. Everyone's having issues, but not BYU. Like, everyone shuts down. BYU finds a way to play, 12 games. And not only on top of that, guess what they do? They go and they play and win a bowl game. And they look amazing. And then on the flip side of it, you have the Pac-12, you have Utah. They barely get 5 games in. You know what they do after 5 games? We're done. We don't want to do this anymore. We have all this test. This is miserable. This is the worst season ever. There's no fans. There's no this. There's no that. And they go, bowl game? No, we don't want to go to a bowl game. We want to go home. And I find it fascinating how two situations can be so divergently different, and then I think it's played into this year. I think because BYU went through that normal year and they got all those reps and they got that mindset. I just think because it looks, Utah still looks like they're in a funk from all of this past year. I don't know. It's just a fascinating insight.
Even though my observation. Well, we'll get to the Utah stuff at 8:05. And then when Jeremiah Jensen joins us too, we'll break into it. We'll go into a full therapy session with you, Scott, and the other Utah fans out there. Because I'm not sure. I do think that it's one thing to talk about, to do the lip service thing about how, oh, there's a culture change. It's just a mindset. And how many times did Jaren say tonight, yeah, we really focus on being humble and being focused on each other, and it's a family, and we're really grateful, gratitude. And that does go back to last year, because every game they would say, we're just lucky to be playing this game. Yeah. I'm glad Texas State came out, man. I mean, on the one hand, how many people made fun of that schedule? Everybody. Every time the game would come out, they go, hey, they figured something out here. They're going to play Texas State. And then the week after, they're going to play UTSA, and people are like, nice schedule. By the end of the season, everyone's going, boy, Zach Wilson's going to go second in the draft. Hey, BYU's 11-1, and they're 11 in the AP. And the only game they lost was one that they took on 2 days, and they went out to the East Coast. And guess what? What did they learn from that? It totally changed how things were done. They made adjustments after a loss like that. They go to UCF in that bowl game, and they play UCF in that bowl game, they blow them out of the water. And so whatever that attitude is, there is something to be said about how those 12 games shaped a lot of the thinking of these guys on this team this year. I mean, everybody had the opportunity to come back. Everybody's there. Everybody went through the entire year together last year. So I think that, you know, it's not necessarily plug and play, because I do think that Zach Wilson was kind of a once in a couple decades talent. But I'll tell you what Jaren Hall's doing is he's being a massive leader on that team. And, you know, uncharacteristic turnovers for him the other day. And you could tell when he told us, he was like, man, I got to fix those things. That was uncharacteristic of me. But what did he say? He goes, that was uncharacteristic of me. And so I'm not that worried about it.
I was going to talk about the press bail technique from the corner, but I didn't need to.
He went right into it.
He goes, I got it, and I saw it. And what he did is he predetermined it in his head. He's just like, okay, we have press coverage. They call timeout. It's still in his head. Press coverage.
And as soon as that ball got snapped, everything changed.
And
he knew it.
Right.
He saw it, and he still went, yeah, let's try to go over the top.
And it's a great example of intellectually knowing something and then being able to execute it in a game. And that's when you have that's what Zach Wilson's really going through in the NFL right now. It's like he can see it, but he can't make the adjustment in his head just yet with some of the things that are going on.
And everything's different. Everything's different. The speed's different. The talent that he's got at wide receiver is different. All of it. So interesting. Let's go to the idea of what BYU's got in front of them now, because you said something when you came to the office today. You said, yeah, look, going to 4-0, 3-0 teams trying to go 4-0, that's a tall task. Well, what's the difference between that and going from 2-0 to 3-0? What's the difference between why would this be a particular difficult set of challenges for BYU?
Three games is a trend. Three games is almost like that's who our identity. Let's see us through three games and see where we are as a team, and it's just that moment because they've been into season prep now, they're going into their first month, and what happens is, I don't need to do these extra reps, I'll get to some of the. My prep work, whether it's studying film or looking at third downs or looking at whatever it might be, I'll get to that later. And then all of a sudden you get later in the week and now you're pressed because you got other things going on. You got school, you got your life. And so you don't quite put in the mental and maybe even some of the physical preparation, but you know, you don't worry about it because, hey, we're 3-0 and we've got through the tough games. We got through the Power Five games that are early on in our schedule. We got this game, you know, so it just gets easy to get complacent. And then you're playing a team that all of a sudden goes, because now people are talking about BYU. Now they're ranked 15 in the country, and now you have a target on you. And now no longer are you going to jump up and surprise people. You're kind of the hunted at this point. And so how do you deal with it? How do you manage it? And so often human nature, for whatever reason, we find a way to get that complacency, and that's where it's, you know, at 3-0, it's really hard. Now when you're 0-3, you're like fighting for your life,
right?
You know, yeah. It's the polar opposite, and so many times you get 3-0 versus 0-3, and 0-3 almost all the time wins, and 3-0 after goes, boy, we had a wake up call, and then 3-1 now goes on to like 9-1, and you kind of go on a run, and you start playing and making. So number one, it's just really hard to go undefeated. It's just so hard to do that, even in college football. And when you're Alabama and you have all the athletes, you can have a lackluster day and still win. And you can have a lackluster day and still win against really good competition because you are just that much better than everybody else. But everyone else didn't have that luxury, and so you have a bad day, you know, you're going to lose. And BYU's got a lot of meat left on the bone on this schedule. I mean, they got Utah State that now is a good team. They got Boise State. They're going to play USC. This South Florida team is not any slouch. they have UCF again this year? They don't.
No. So that's what I was going to say, is that every week gets pretty difficult still. So South Florida this weekend, you're at home. But then you got to – I mean, you've been
Virginia
home.
Virginia is
– So then you're going to have Utah State that's up at Logan. They're not an easy out like everybody thought. Boise State then comes the very next week to your place. Then you go down to Waco to play a way better Baylor team than they were last year. Then you go up to Wazoo. Then you welcome Virginia back home. See, these are all – that Boise State, Baylor, Washington State, Virginia stretch is another four games where you go, oh, my goodness. So looking at South Florida this weekend and then Utah State next weekend, you can't overlook any of those guys. And then after that, it's Boise State, one of your main rivals. Then Power 5 Big 12 team at Baylor. Wazoo, yeah, they're a struggling Pac-12 team, but it's up there on the Palouse. And then you've got Bronco coming into town who's going to have a giant chip on his shoulder trying to prove himself with Virginia. And then we still have more games to go after that. So we'll come back. We've got more to talk about. Let's get back to the Utah discussion when we return to KSL's Unrivaled on a Monday night. I've got a Monday Night Football score update for you, too, when we return. Stay with us on KSL's Unrivaled.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.